Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second Millennium Up podcast. This is day 1243 of our trek, and it is time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the basic truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on this trek that we call life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, at times, I lack the faith to believe that God will truly help me in my time of trouble. Do you have any wisdom bits that will help when I start to doubt and struggle? So today's lesson will be, help my unbelief. The Bible tells us that we can have faith to move mountains, but I think that all of us doubt that we personally have that type of faith. Do you have the faith to move mountains? Mountains are pretty big. With all of us, our faith can rise and fall. Sometimes we feel strong in our faith, other times we wonder if we have any faith at all. You want to know a secret? There is good news. It's not up to our faith to move mountains because we have nothing to do with it. Only God does. God is in the mountain moving business, not us. At times, we may feel that it is up to us to muster up the faith to make something happen. But it's not about muster or effort. It's about mustard. Jesus said nothing is impossible to the person who has faith the size of a tiny mustard seed. Instead of concentrating on the strength of our faith, we should focus on the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. In the Good News of Mark, a father brings his son to Jesus for healing of an evil spirit that the disciples could not cast out, and he questioned Jesus on whether he could. Let me read Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." The father instantly cried out, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." Jesus said nothing was impossible if a person believes, for which the boy's father cries out, "Help me overcome my unbelief." Then Jesus heals this man's son. Was the boy healed because of the quantity of the father's faith? No, not at all. The father had little faith that Jesus could even heal his son. In fact, he even admitted his lack of faith. What little belief the father had, he did place in the right person, though. The father had little strength in the faith department, but he believed in the one who can overcome. God's power can help our little bit of faith accomplish mountain-moving things. He just wants our trust in him. We must learn to trust God on the little things, and he will grow our faith. Don't be overly concerned about how much faith you have today. You can grow your faith. Just put your faith in the right person, Jesus. Put your focus on him and his grace, not on yourself and your faith. Even those who were the closest friends and constant companions to Jesus struggled at times with their faith, as we read in Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 31. Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "Have you so little faith?" Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" Our faith starts small, but it can grow as we invest more time in our fellowship with Jesus. Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 20 tells us, "Then Jesus said, 'What is the kingdom of God like? How can I illustrate it? It is like a tiny mustard seed that a man planted in his garden. It grows and becomes a tree, and the birds make nests in its branches. So when you feel that you have a lack of faith to carry on and your mountains seem so high, realize the object of your faith will either move your mountains or give you the strength to climb them. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,242 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and then leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you on Monday.